Libera la parola, words from the world.
Ciao a tutte e tutti. Il programma radio della Scuola di Italiano Libera e Gratuita, Libera la parola, words from the world, continua ad andare in onda. Questa settimana vi portiamo a fare un giro al laboratorio sociale occupato La Tana, dove ogni lunedì c'è il corso di italiano per donne. A questa puntata hanno partecipato le studentesse Lovette, Sara, Silver, Patience e Day e la loro insegnante Laura. Con loro abbiamo parlato di come si sentono nella scuola e dei momenti memorabili della loro vita. Buon ascolto!
I was insecure, yes, I was frightened. To be myself seemed like a distant dream. Lost in the crowd, I closed the curtains and I hid my hips and thighs in baggy jeans. But they said, love, don't fail if you're trying. I knew in my heart I would succeed. When times get hard, gotta keep on fighting. These battles, yes, they made the best of me. 'Cause I can rule like a queen, be a superhero. Hold my head high the further I go. I know I can love myself more than anyone else. I am fine and the world's got to know. Woman, yeah, 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 yeah. I'm a woman, yeah, 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 yeah.
When this life is full of laughter and the lies are full of pain, I remember how early days were darker. And so I stand up time and time again. And now I'm sure, oh yes, I'm certain. If I'm breaking down, well it don't make me weak. 'Cause I learned how, to stop the hurting, by giving all my love right back to me. Oh, I can rule like a queen, be a superhero.
Today we are here at the women's class of Liberal Parola and we want to talk with them about their life, about their experience here and play some games.
And they, you start.
Okay. Hello everybody, I'm Day Kebe. I stay in Padova here. I came from Gambia. So I like to be in Italy. I like everybody. I like my classmates. I really like to be in the school and join to try to learn the Italian language. So I love my teacher. I love my colleagues. I love everybody. So that's all.
I am Lovette Igbinovia. Going to 4 years here in Italy. I stay here in Padova. I like Italian because it is a quiet place. I love my school of learning Italian language. I love my teacher, Laura, and so every other person. It's glad being among your mix. I love you all. Thank you.
You can also say bad things if you want. You're allowed.
Hello, everybody. I'm Pesham James. I'm 33 years old. I'm going to 4 years. Tomorrow I'll be 4 years in Italy. I like Italy because I see many things, good things in Italy. I love everyone in Italy. Also, my class people, I love everybody. We all do well. We give thanks to God. Thank you.
Ciao, sono Laura. Ho 26 anni, vengo da Brescia, in Italia, e sono a Padova da 3 anni e sono una delle insegnanti del corso per donne di Libera la Parola.
Ciao, io sono Sara, sono nigeriano, vivo a Padova, io piace italiano, io piace compagno di classe. Io piace mio maestra perché mio maestra è bellissimo. Io ho una amica in classe, mia amica chiami Silvia. Silvia, sono nigeriano, two states, Benin City. Io ho in Italia 2 anni, 2 mesi. Basta, grazie, ciao.
Ciao a tutti. Ciao a tutti. Mi chiamo Silva Omoreghi, ma non parlo italiano bene, sto parlando. Sono nigeriana, arrivata in 2017 anni, anche vengo dalla Nigeria, anche studiare qua, piace questa classe, anche Laura, grazie Laura perché lei è buona persona, anche in prima io non parlo italiano, adesso parlo un po', grazie italiano, grazie a tutti. Thank you all. I'm very happy. So I'm here to say thank you for my study. I'm here to study. Now I can speak. The only problem that I have is to write with Italy. Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
Now, can you remember one class, one lesson that you liked very much? And can you explain us?
Io piace di Johnny, lingua di A, B, C, D, E, E, F, basta.
There's no difference in the lessons, what my prof always give us. Since the day I start the ABC up to today, every day I see her, I will be very, very happy, and I will always enjoy what she gave me. So that's all.
I don't have anything to say too much, but the first time when I came to this class, I'm very happy because, like, basically, I don't know how to say it. Laura take us heart and teach us questo bicicletta dove le macchina lontano, like it's very far from here, and like hockey come nero o bianca, I don't know, so he teach me how to say hockey or capelli corti or long, so that is what I learned from here.
Okay. I love the class from day one till now. I enjoy the class like verbo essere, verbo avere, io sono, to say, and so many others. So at least I can boast of saying it even when my eyes are closed. Thank you.
Since when I started this class, I love the class. Since when I start, I love the class. Everything they teach me here, I understand. So that when I get home, when I bring the house, I remember the day I went come to school. I remember the thing they teach me in the class. That is solid. Everything was okay. Was perfect. Thank you.
Io non capisco i colori in passato, beh adesso io capisco i colori, capisci verde, rosso, bianco, nero, basta, grazie.
And two, before, maybe if I want to say we are seven in number in our family, I don't know how to say it before, but Laura teach me how to say it. Siamo sette nella mia famiglia. Uno si chiama Steve. Lui vivo in America. Mi chiamo Silva. Sono nigeriana. Ho 20 anni. Sono studia lingua d'Italia. So thank you very much.
Now, we will ask you to choose one picture that you have in your phone that you like very much and explain to the other one why do you like this picture and what is the story of this picture.
I will choose for you. You came with what?
Flight.
Who came with boat? Somebody who came with boat. You have a very, very genuine story to explain because is a hectic way, very, very hectic way. So in that question, I believe somebody who came with the vote, you have a genuine thing to explain, the way you came, the way you entered to the vote, and the way you reach in Italy.
Yeah, how long was it to remember my friend?
See.
Do you want to go first?
No, I'm coming.
This is the picture which I will never remember. I will never forget in my life because the way I start doing this business up to here, up till today, I am now in Europe. So this is the picture which I will never ever forget and is my favorite one.
Can I show it to people?
You can show everybody. When people see it, they will just think it's not me because it's a very hectic job and heavy job because I came in a very poor family. I don't want to sit and see my mom relying to people, so I have to get up and walk. So this is just like a wheelbarrow. I will load everything, like African juices, and roaming around, and sell, and have something to give my mother.
Okay.
This is my favorite picture. The day I got married. That day I was really, really, really very happy. I did not eat for a full day because of the happiness. I did not eat. I just drank just water. They were begging me to eat, but because of the joy, because I waited for it for a very long time, and the man I got married to, I never expected that I would get married to that man. I was living in Nigeria. I was hoping I would not get married to him, but it just happened like a miracle. He came to Nigeria. He got married to me. It was really, 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 really shocking. As in, it was like a prank. But now I believe it's real, especially the day I got married. That was the day I believe it's me that is getting married to the man of my dream, which I knew when I was much younger, like when I was 12 years old. I knew him before he traveled to Europe. So I never believe I will get married to him. So this is my favorite picture on my phone.
It's very nice. The dress looks like a princess.
Yeah.
And also the crown.
Yeah.
I don't know. Can I play some music? This music make me remember something.
Can you talk about what this song is to you?
Okay. It make me remember my younger sister in Africa. Sometimes if I play this music, I always remember them because this is the last time when I take my picture before I came to Italy. So sometimes if I play the music, it hurts me so much because it makes me to remember my younger sisters in Africa. That's all.
You miss them, huh?
I miss them, yes. Because this, my younger sister, never, she don't know me now because she's big. Because if you are not with your sister, like your mom is not here, remember your mom take you, like you never see your mom like 5 years or 6 years. Sometimes when you listen to some music, you take your brain to, like, I don't know, you take your brain to your mother, my mother is not here. Maybe sometimes if I'm going to do something, I don't have anybody who will help me to hold my baby. I'll say, how wish I'm Africa, my mother will help me to hold my baby. So sometimes I used to take a bath then.
I so much love this picture. It's my dad. My dad, the picture, when he celebrate 78 years birthday. Inside this year, February. That is when he take this picture. I so much love my daddy because when I left Nigeria, I have 3 kids at home. I don't have anybody to leave my children with, but my daddy took the children. Because I don't have mother again, only have father. He took the children for me. When I was running for the people that was after my life, I just keep the children for my father. I said, Daddy, let me go anywhere I want to go. Help me to take care of the children. You will hear from me by the grace of God. I just run away. I leave the children for my father. I was there, but I have a little phone. I was contacting my father. I was talking to my father. How is the children? He said, they are okay. I was still going with my journey. I went all my stress in the Libya, go different country. I don't even know that, but I was going one place to another. But my mind was not at rest because I left my children in Nigeria. I was so worried. Every time I cry. So when I stay in Saudi, I would say, oh, when I will just die now, just leave my kids just because of the problem in Nigeria, maybe Osman people after you. I said, God, let your will be done. I was going praying to God. I said, God, take me there. I went take me to Italy. I was still pregnant that time. Take me to Italy with pregnancy. I came here after 2 months. I gave birth to my daughter that is here. I said, God, this is a great thing. I was just pushing. They put me in camp. They were taking care of me. They put me in Levy house. They were taking care of me. I was calling my children. They were okay. My daddy was okay. Was taking care of. That's why this picture of, I said, this year, let's celebrate my daddy's birthday because she tried a lot. For me, taking care of children, of a man that is 70 years, taking care of children, it's not easy. I called my senior brother, I said, let's celebrate my daddy's birthday this year, February. He said, okay, let's do it. That's why he take this picture. That's it. I cannot forget this picture. I smile. Anytime I see this picture, I remember my daddy, the stress I passed through, I remember, I say, God, thank you. For my life, thank you for the life of my children, thank you for the life of my father. I'm so happy. Thank you, everyone.
Okay. I don't really have favorite picture in my phone, but I would say this one is okay because it was the last picture I took before I left Nigeria. So I was so happy that day, knowing fully where I am leaving the country to Italy. So that's why I call it favorite picture, because it was the last picture for Nigeria. So every other picture I took here was after this picture.
And is Italy as good as you expected?
Yes, because it is cool, and unlike Nigeria, maybe from 9-10, when you are moving along the road, you'll be frightened because of all the bad boys. But here in Italy, you can move even 2 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 11 o'clock, as the case may be, without fear. Yeah, because me, I have experience back then in Nigeria. Maybe if not for God, I would have been alive today. Yes, because I was walking along the road at about 8, after 8 to 9. Yeah, I have a strange hand from nowhere, because it was the period of election. You know, when they are doing election, like vote, you understand? So those period is very tough in Nigeria. Killing of people here and there, kidnapping and whatever. So I was walking to my house. My auntie asked me to go back to my grandma's side because I'm not supposed to come home. She said I'm very stubborn, that for that stubbornness, I will have to go back. I said, okay. So going back, it was after 8 to 9 or hereabout, it's dark already. As I was going along the road, before taking a curve to where I could take a box, I have a strange hand from nowhere that grabbed my neck, dragged me to the bush, and started to press my neck like it wants to kill me. So I was like screaming. I managed to put my hand here, screaming like, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Now so die be, I want die so, I want die so. Like, Jesus, 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 Jesus. So the person was pressing me, and I had my phone, my bag. It did not collect anything from me, just concentrated on my neck, was pressing and pressing and pressing and pressing. I was like saying, Jesus, 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 Jesus. So along the line, I heard the sound of bike. Then there was still motorbike walking. They haven't banned that bike. So I heard the sound of bike that was coming towards my direction. So immediately the person heard the same sound of bike. It left me and ran away. So I had my strength from nowhere, and I have to look for that person that was pressing my neck. But unfortunately, when I stood up, I ran here. I did not see anybody. Even the sound of the bike I had, I did not see any bike. So I thank God it all ended that way, that I am alive today to give the testimony. So that is it. So Italy is quiet, it's cool, and it's calm, more than Nigeria. I can bet my life to that. Very, very cool, because you can sleep here with two eyes closed. But in Nigeria, you sleep with one eye closed while you open the another one, because it's very tough. It takes someone with a strong heart to move in Nigeria. Thank you.
I want to ask my classmate, her security life in Gambia. She said she came from Gambia. So I want to ask her, how is the security life in Gambia? Like my sister is talking about Nigeria. Nigeria is really, really terrible. Me, I had experience of armed robber. They call it pickpockets. That was in the evening by 2-8. Three experience. They collected a lot of money. The first one was about 200 and something thousand, which is about 500 euro in Italy. It's 2-8, sometimes after 7. So I want to ask, and in Nigeria we don't have lights. We can be in the house for 1 week, you will not see light. Sometimes 2 weeks, no light. There's no water except we use borehole. Those days back when we were much younger, we go to, if people that live in Benin City, they know Ogbazun. We go to Ogbazun to fetch water. That was those days. And people that has tap, we fetch water from tap. But now, at least there's a little development in Nigeria. We have borehole. If you have money, you can seek borehole. So I want to know in Gambia, if you have water, you have light, you have the security, and if the life there is easier than Nigeria. So,
thank you very much, my sister. That's a very good, nice question, and I will be very, very happy to answer those questions, because that's the place that I born. So I born in Gambia. I came from the village. The time I was, because I born in the village, there was no light by then. There was no light. As you said, just development is coming time to time. So We have a development in the village. There was a light recently, not too long. But where I get a marriage, I met light there because it was in the city of Serekunda. I met light there, and for horrible things you saying in Nigeria is not in Gambia much. Although wherever, any country, you must see bad people. You can see good people, you can see bad people, but very rare you see like robbers, like what you said, for those people taking pocket of people, like stealing. They say steal although, but not to meet with you outside and steal. No, it's very rare to see it there. So what I know, the light is there. There's a water where I was getting married, and the village, we don't have a problem of water. We don't have a problem of light where I came from. So we thank God for that anyway.
Sì, ma allora io ho un telefono nuovo, quindi con tutte queste belle foto che voi avete presentato, io ho solo le foto del gatto che c'è nell'appartamento in cui sto, quindi non è niente di speciale, è solo un gatto che dorme, e, però è molto carino poiché si mette con la testa nella mia mano, quindi...
Questo cazzo?
Cazzo.
Gatto. Cazzo. Io non piace gatto perché in Africa gatto no buono gatto wish, this is wish in Africa. In Africa when you see cats you run away because evil spirit entered into cats. Anytime we see cats in our backyard, those days in Nigeria, my mom and my dad will be praying to God to have mercy on us. And if we don't pray a lot to God, something bad will happen to us in that family. Maybe because I have a lot of people here in Europe. All my family, they are here.
Excuse me,
Edo State. All my family here, they will be complaining of this what happened to me because we saw cats in our house in Benin City. And when I came to Italy, I saw a lot of cats. When I see cats in this street, I will go back and talk to another street, so I don't like cats. You know, piace cats, I don't, yeah. You know, piace cane. Grande, piccolo, niente, io non piace. No, io non piace. Io, ieri, io guardo piccolo cane, he come to me, doing hoo. I told the person, mamma mia signora, io non piace cane, perché io paura. Mamma mia, vai. I run away.
So what kind of pets do you like? Do you like fish or birds or anything or no pets in the house?
I don't like any pets. No. I don't. No, I don't have favorite. I don't like animals.
And plants? Plants in the house?
Yes, I love flowers. Especially the flowers I saw in Italy. When I see a very beautiful flower, I can see them and look at the flower and be happy, especially when I am sad, when I'm thinking of something, because me, when I'm thinking of something, I used to shed tears a lot. So when I see flowers, beautiful flowers, I am always happy. And sometimes I wish for the day I will get flower as a gift from any of my friends. And because I love beautiful flowers a lot, and since I was born, nobody has ever given me flowers. But I love, because it gives me joy, it makes me forget about my pains. Maybe when I'm sad, I'm thinking about things that I want. when I sometimes I will go to guiding or maybe any house, I see beautiful flowers, I can dress up just for me to go and see the flowers so that I can be happy.
I like animal, like papagallo, cats, but in our place they don't like us to buy it because we are under of a cooperative to say a colensa, so they don't want us to buy it. But I like cats, dog, because in Africa we have dog, papagallo, that means a parrot, we have it, but only cats, we don't like it in Africa. But when I'm here, so I have to like it. Because my baby like cats so much, and this is the cat. Wow, very nice.
Can we explain the situation? Wow. So Sarah told that she nobody gave us a flower.
I'm jealous.
So, and they went outside to get a flower and to give to Sarah. Thank you very much to all of you. It was very nice to share our experience. So, grazie mille.
Thank you.
You can break my heels and you can step on my toes. You can cause me pain and you can blood in my nose. You can make me cry, you can make me crawl, but you can't take away my soul. 'Cause I'm a bona fide sister.
Yeah.
I'll make you heady with my mixture.
Whoa.
I'm painted pretty as a picture.
Yeah.
But I'm built like a rock, I got elephant bones. You can love me or hate me, cuss and then berate me, but nothing you can say can change who I am. I'm a super fly mama, I do what I gotta. You melt like butter when I get you in my hands. You can keep doing what you do, hex me with your voodoo. I got my own juju, so eat my sand. I'm a winner like a lotto, I got no sorrow. Today and tomorrow, I take my own chances. So you can break my heels and you can step on my toes. You can cause me pain and you can blood in my nose. You can make me cry, you can make me crawl, but you can't take away my soul.
Libera la parola, words from the world.